Hi, this is Pastor Mike Gordon, and welcome to Bethel Brandon Sunday Message. For more information about this podcast and more resources, visit us at bethelbrandon.ca.
Mike shared, I pastor Bethel Wauwunisa, which is a church plant of this church, in a little community of Wauwunisa, just south of here. And God is just doing some great stuff in that region as well. So we're just excited about what he has in store for us tonight. I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to be sharing on pursuing Christ. And I always love how God orchestrates all things. The worship tonight and the songs just flow right in with the word. Amen. You know it's God. You know it's the move of the Spirit. And the reason I have you stand tonight, I want us to read our scripture tonight. It's from the book of Mark, chapter 10, and verses 46 to 52. It says, let's read it together. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, and a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. May the Lord bless his word tonight. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Amen. Pursuing Christ. Do you walk in the presence of the Lord? What's your walk like daily? Do you walk in the presence of the Lord? What does God want us to ask for and what we need? What does he want us to ask for? Do we pursue him? Tonight, I want to look at the steps of Bartimaeus, what he took to receive what he asked for. And there's some steps he took, very simple steps that we can learn tonight, that we need to take tonight to receive from God what he has for us. The first one is that he cried out. We need to cry out. The scripture says that then they came to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And it says here, which I love very much, it says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout. He began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." You see, it is said that charisma without character is disaster. We can have charisma. We can get all excited. But if we don't have the character, if we don't have that desire to seek what God wants for us, it can become disastrous. The fact is that when pursuing Christ, we must come with a repentant heart and an acceptant heart. It's one thing to come to accept, but is it repentant? Is there maybe something in our hearts, something in our lives that we need to repent of, so that we can receive from him? Because sometimes sin can hold back what God has for us. Sin that we know of. There may be some other sins, some sins that as I call it, cling-on sins. You know, things that the enemy throws on us that we don't understand, and we can throw those off. But we need to have that heart, an acceptant heart. We need to humble ourselves before Christ and cry out to him for help. The time of just crying out. Most of you know the story of my son, my eldest son, who we just praise the Lord, we're celebrating. He's in his 10th year, grand mal seizure free, amen. Praise the Lord. Man, I mean, that's a healing touch from God. But I still remember the first time he went into having grand mal seizures. We were living in Davidson, Saskatchewan. And I still remember that time where he stopped breathing. He actually stopped breathing twice. And I cried out. And I took authority and I said, in the name of Jesus, come back to life. And he took breath. But I cried out, I said, God, heal him. God, set him free. He's walked this journey of epilepsy since he was 6 years old. He's 32. He's just a little guy, 6'2", weighs 260 pounds, just a little guy. And if I had a picture, you'd look at him. And Michelle, you saw him before, but his beard's gotten worse. His beard is down to here. He has this big, burly beard. But the fact is that we cry out. We cry out. We say, God, this is my need. This is what I need. And Bartimaeus, he cried out. Secondly, we need to refuse to listen to critics. Amen? We need to refuse to listen to critics. It says, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. And I wonder how many of these were Christ's disciples. You know, just be quiet. Just be quiet. You know, and the fact is that there are many critics in this world. And the sad part is that some of them even exist in the church. They don't believe. That can't happen. But we got to cry out and we got to believe and we're going to refuse the critics. You know, we walk in this right now. My wife and I walk in this right now. I just praise the Lord every time she goes to the doctor. She just came back. She just went to and have a mammogram done and everything's good. Amen? Because God's healed her. He's healed her. Amen? Come on, church. You know, she had breast cancer, but God has healed her. The fact is that we can't listen to the critics. Well, maybe it will come back. No, I don't stand on that. I come against that in Jesus' name. I stand on the fact that I'm not going to listen to the critics. I won't listen to the critics. Never listen to them, but crave after and listen to Jesus. Listen to what he says. Listen to the small, still voice. Because sometimes it's not loud. Sometimes it's not a boisterous voice, but it's a small, still voice that says, yeah, go for it. I'm there for you. I do answer prayer. I do heal. Listen for that voice. Thirdly, cry louder. I'm going back there again. But that's what he did. It says in verse 48, but he shouted all the more. When the critics said, shut up, he says, no way. I'm going to shout even more. Son of David, have mercy on me, he shouted. And I think when he shouted, because Christ was there and he shouted the first time, I think his pitch went up even higher. And his voice went a little bit louder, you know. I'm a quiet guy. Okay, no, I'm not. I'm far from being quiet. But the fact is, we got to get there. We got to shout even louder. We need to be persistent when we're seeking Christ. We need to be persistent when seeking an answer of a situation that we're in. But we got to listen too. We got to cry louder. We must not give up until we know he has heard us. Now some may say, well, Jesus isn't deaf. That's true. God isn't deaf. The Godhead isn't deaf, right? That's true. But I think he likes hearing his name. I think he likes hearing us cry out to him. He likes hearing us cry out to him for our nation. He likes to hear us crying out for him for this city, for this region. Amen? Our church in Wawanisa, our church is in a community of Wawanisa. Population, 585 people. That's where our church is. That's where it's located. But our church is not Wawanisa. We call it Bethel Wawanisa because that's where we are. We hit that of Wawanisa. We hit that of Glenboro. We hit of Ninette. We hit of Dunray. We hit of Killarney. All this southern region. Why? Because we believe we're crying out for souls. We're crying out for revival in that area. We need to cry out. And we must not give up until we know that he has heard us. That he has heard us. We need to respond when he calls our name. That's the next one. We need to respond. It says here, Jesus stopped. Now catch this, right? Do you catch that? He stopped. He goes, oh, someone's calling me. He stopped. He didn't continue on. He stopped and said, the scripture says he stopped. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man. Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. So they turned to Bartimaeus and said, okay, and he's probably still saying, Jesus, he's probably crying out still. He says, he's heard you. Get on your feet. Get on your feet. And you know what? We must allow the Holy Spirit to draw us into the presence of Christ. And when we faintly hear his voice, we must do what Psalm 46:10 says. We need to be still and know that he is God. We must realize the work of the Holy Spirit. I just shared this morning. I actually talked about that of the operation or the work of the Holy Spirit this morning. And that sometimes, and we have been guilty. I was born and raised in the Pentecostal church. I always joke around. I always say when I was born, I believe when the doctor slapped my butt, I said P-A-O-C. Because I was born on one Sunday, and next Sunday I was in church with my parents. But sometimes I think we call him the Holy Spirit. He's God the Spirit. He's the third person in the Trinity. We have no problem saying God the Father, do we? Or God the Son, but he is God the Holy Spirit. They're working together. They work together. The Holy Spirit's at work in this place tonight. He's at work in this province tonight. He's at work in this nation tonight. We may look at our nation, we may say, I don't think he is, but he's at work in our nation. He's doing what the Father says. Because I love that process, right? Don't you love the process? The Father tells the Son tells the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. But we must realize, we must respond when he calls our name. Next, we need to throw off our cloak. This is the hard one. This is the hard one. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. He threw his cloak to the side. You say, what does it mean, Pastor Cal? You see, at that time, certain cloaks and certain colors of cloaks were for certain infirmities. And cloaks were a Roman license for begging. Catch this. Come on, catch it tonight, people. Bartimaeus was still blind when he threw off his cloak and he put 100% of his trust in Christ. See, when he threw off the cloak, he was trusting Christ for his healing. But when he threw off his cloak, he was trusting Christ for his provision. Trusting Christ to provide. Sometimes what happens is this. We say to God, you know, Lord, set me free from this. And then he says, well, throw off your cloak. Well, no, it feels good. I'm warm with this cloak on. I remember one time when I pastored in northwestern Ontario in a small church in Atokokan. I remember one guy, he came for prayer. I said, what am I praying for? And he shared. I said, you know what? I really believe God wants to heal your back. And he said, no. I said, why? He says, because if I got my back healed, I couldn't get my pension for my back from the government. And that means I might have to work. God says, throw off your cloak. If you want healing, God says, I will heal you, but throw the cloak off. Don't put your dependence upon man. Don't put your dependence upon the things of this world, but put your dependence on Jesus Christ. The throwing aside of his cloak was a pure act of faith. a pure act of faith. He says, I'm going to totally trust in you tonight, today. So I'm throwing it off. I'm just going to throw it off. Coming back to my son, you know what? When we went in, the doctor says, you know what? What he went through, you met Jordy, but what he went through, doctor says he should be two things, either dead or vegetable. But in faith, we believed, and we're still believing for his full healing. We're still trusting, but we don't stop him. He plays Special Olympics floor hockey. He's going to be in Winnipeg this weekend. They're going to go in and just swipe out Winnipeg. They're going to take them. They're going to take them down. They're going to take them down. Wheat City Wings, that's who he plays for. But we don't stop him. When he had his first brain surgery, we told him, throw off that cloak. Don't hold that on. Don't think, oh, I can't do anything because I had this brain surgery. He had it in December. The end of January, he was playing senior boys basketball. Why? Because he threw off the cloak. But you know, we needed to throw off the cloak too. I daily need to throw off my cloak. Daily I need to trust in God. Daily I need to realize that it's not what I do, but what Christ does through me. I can't depend on the cloak. I can't depend on my abilities. We just came and we just talked about this, Pastor Mike. For our church plant in Wauwanisa, you know, we're pushing through. But I can't depend on what I can do. I can only depend on what he can do in and through us. Because it's his church. It's his church. We need to throw off our cloak. We need to know what we need and what we want. There's a difference. There's a total difference. It says, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Do you really know what you need and want from Christ? Is what you want important in the progression of your faith and life in Christ? See, there's sometimes, you know, is what we need. I love that scripture. My God shall supply all your need. Now, you got to remember, if you look in the scripture, it's singular. It's not plural. Not your needs, your need, that moment. He doesn't say, my God shall supply all your greed. Right? And sometimes what we want is not what God wants for us. We got to say, God, what do you want for me? What's the best for me? Because sometimes we're like, I want this and this and this, you know? We always ask and we send out and I ignore my children's lists because they're married except for two of them are not married. I like getting the list from my grandkids. I got six grandkids. I just love them, you know? And I want to know what, they're this. But sometimes I like this and 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 this. I'm going, well, Grandpa's wallet's not that thick. But what do you need? What do you need? Do you really know what you need and want? It is a need or is it a greed issue in your life? I think we got to hold tight to that. Then we need to follow Jesus. This is the final one. We need to follow Jesus. We need to go where he wants us to go. And that's what the scripture says. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. But I love what it says here. Immediately, he received his sight and what? Follow Jesus. See, that's the key right here. Along the road. Jesus said, go. You're healed. Just go. You can go. And he said, no. I want to follow. I want to follow. I want to do what you want me to do, God. We need to follow Jesus. See, Bartimaeus followed Jesus to Jerusalem and witnessed others throwing their cloaks down upon the ground in surrender to Jesus. Mark 11:8 says, many people spread their cloaks on the road while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. He followed Jesus. I'll tell you the scariest thing you can say. You ready? I'll go and do what you want me to do, God. That's the scariest. Because you don't know where he's going to take you. But I want to tell you something too. Don't say, God, I won't go there. Whoa, 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 whoa. Because more than likely, that's where he's going to take you. That's where he's going to lead you. But we got to go where he wants us to go. See, the fact is that there are things not happening in our lives because we're not willing to pray and be persistent and pursuing Christ for them. See, we want instant, right? We want the instant. But what about the pursuing? I'm going to ask the team to come back. Can you move this for me? Thanks. Tonight, I really believe as the team comes and as they're just going to... The songs that God gave you. Thank you, Jesus. Shakarabakuya. That's all I can say. Thank you. Because they're lined up tonight for what God wants to do. I don't know what your need is here. But I do know that there's someone willing to meet your need. And his name is Jesus. Maybe there's people in this place that don't know Jesus. He's waiting to meet you here tonight as well. Today is a day of salvation, right now. And he wants to meet you right where you're at. Maybe you need healing in your body. He wants to bring healing in your body tonight. Maybe you need provision. He wants to bring that provision. But what he wants is he wants you to seek his face tonight. He wants you to press in. He wants you to be a Bartimaeus tonight and say, here, I'm coming. I'm coming tonight. So as a team plays tonight, I'm going to have a short prayer right now, but I'm going to invite you to come. And there's people here that's willing to minister to you. I received a little note saying there's someone here tonight that needs a healing in their knee. There needs healing in your knee. And maybe that's you tonight. Maybe you need healing in your knee tonight. Come and receive that healing tonight. Come. Hunger. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst. I know it says after righteousness, but I believe also that blessed are they who hunger and thirst after Christ. For they shall what? Be filled. So tonight, as they play, I invite you to come. I know Pastor Mike is here. We're willing to minister to you. There's others as well. But we want to pray with you tonight. This is a time to come and linger. This is a time to come and just wait on God. This is a time to come. Cry out. Cry louder. Throw off your cloak and receive tonight. Because he's waiting. Just come. Father, we thank you tonight that you're willing. And I believe you're just waiting. But I pray that we would take that step of faith tonight. We'll step over that threshold. And even in our blindness, even in our need, we will throw off our cloak and we will pursue Christ. We'll listen to his voice and we'll receive from him tonight. So Lord, I just pray right now as you're working in this place right here, that you'll speak into hearts and you'll draw them to your place. This place we call an altar, this place of surrender. And may you just do a work in people's lives tonight. I thank you that I don't heal anyone. And I don't deliver anyone. But by faith, Lord God, I'm willing to pray with people and believe with them to see you answer their cry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Let's continue the conversation online. Visit us at bethelbrandon.ca or follow us on Facebook.